Hey, it's your girl, Coach Kinsley. Today, we're going to be hearing clients' stories. Today's story is from producer Mike.
And Madison.
Welcome to 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, Coach. How are you? No, we're not starting like that. Don't ever ask how you're doing. It's the most overused start ever.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Okay. How long have we known each other? 4 years now?
Fall of 21 is when I started training with you.
Fall of 2021, when your life changed forever. Well, what was your life like before that? What did January of the 2021 look like?
So January of 2021, I was significantly overweight, was not in good health, was not in good physical shape. Just compared to where I am now, I can look back and say that. Although back then I thought, oh, I'm fine. It's fine. You know, I'm married, father of two. Job for a few years after working at another job for like 20 years, all office work. Occasionally we get out and walk around, walk a lot at a football game that I would go to where I'd have plenty of tailgating snacks and drinks, adult beverages. I was over 50, overweight, no solid nutrition habits as I know them now. It was that summer that I had lost a friend of mine's family we used to travel with, and his wife passed away. And then my son had a friend of his father passed away, and he was also in sort of the same state I was. And those two things were really sort of a wake-up call for me. So the summer before, I decided to really take this on and change habits. I started slowly. I got up at 5 a.m. and I walked. And that's how I started down this path of trying to change what I had been building for 50 years. Over years, you just gain weight and gain weight and don't think about it and think, man, my clothes are shrinking. I got to buy more expensive clothes because, you know, these cheap ones must shrink. My clothes were not shrinking. I was getting larger. Now's the time I need to head off any further health problems that might develop. I'd like to get off these medications that I'm on, and I'm not going to go out and I'm not going to run and lift and change my life 180 degrees overnight. I knew by watching and hoping when I'd see diet pills or the shake weight or the Thighmaster or any of these other gimmicks out there that promise to be the one that's going to, you know, 4-week program and 6-week program, that wasn't going to work for me. That's a picture of me. Just walking in the mornings, 5 a.m., I had a little route picked out, and that's where I saw this small regional gym that was in a shopping center. And after getting pretty good at walking at 5 o'clock in the morning consistently over time, I knew I had to start building habits, and I had my headphones and my podcasts that I would listen to, audiobooks. But I thought, you know what? I'm getting pretty good at this. I want to do weight training. I want to do resistance training. And there was a gym, and guess who I ran into?
It was me. I remember when you came in and we checked out your body scan, right? We saw your muscle mass and how it was distributed, your body fat percent. I remember you being really proud of those walks, which it is important to be proud of starting, because starting is always the hardest part. And I'm so glad that you had already made that mindset shift to where you knew this had to be a habit to be sustainable. You had to be committed to your health and committed to changing for it to happen.
Yeah, I knew that on my own, I would not be successful resistance training because I didn't know how the stuff worked. I mean, you go in, you see those machines, they're all kind of contorted and plates and you're wiping stuff down and, you know, and I didn't know where to start. There's 1,000 programs out there on the web. And it's always big, beefy guys that are cut and ripped that are doing. I'm like, now I know he didn't get like that doing this thing. So... You know, I just didn't, I guess I didn't really trust it. But I knew if I found a personal trainer that I could trust, they would get me to where I want to go, because I had the wherewithal to want to do it. I just didn't have the knowledge to do it. And I knew that from previous stints in this fitness journey of mine, back when the turn of the century, when I was in my early 30s, I did what was called Taibo back then, which was a videotape of Billy Blanks doing that. And that led me to go to the university gym where I worked, did cardio kickboxing. And I did really well with that. And I really enjoyed it. And then I ran a half marathon. Fast forward 20 years, I was not doing those things. But I knew that once I got into the groove with a trainer who knew what they were doing, that I could be successful. And I think I had set up the habit by just getting up and walking every morning, even in the rain. I was so proud that I'd walked in the rain, thought I was bad. I was just wet. I got it in.
When you were doing the kickboxing, was that more like a group session or was that personal training?
That was group session. And I had signed up for, you were teaching different group sessions through the different franchises in our area. So I was going to really sign up for that. But then there wasn't one in the one I was at. But I knew that if I'd signed up for personal training that I could get it done right there.
Yes, I was doing, I called it small group personal training because I would still have the workout specific to each client's goals. And at those gyms, they were pretty small physically. So I only had 4 people max at a time. It was very manageable. But I'm so glad that we did personal training. It's very different than just having a class because of that extra level of accountability. If you didn't show up to the kickboxing class, would anyone call you? Would anyone text you?
No. They just would count me absent and go on with their day. Accountability.
Not with me.
100%. 100%.
No, you'd be standing me up. It was personal. You'd be doing push-ups next session.
Fortunately, I think working with such a good trainer like yourself, communication was easy. A time or two, things happen, but being clear and intentional in this process helped build that trust over time, right? Always appreciated the education part of the training because I wanted to make sure that I was doing things right because I didn't have a lot of time to spend on this. So I wanted to get the most benefit. And to me, the most benefit is done when things are done correctly. Doing the form and working the muscle you're supposed to muscle and not cheating it.
Right.
I know back in the day, I would cheat it.
We spent a lot of time talking about not just moving the weight from point A to point B, but what was moving your weight where. And that mind-muscle connection is so valuable to getting quality contractions out of every single lift. And I know that we started with machinery in the beginning, and that's important to get the motion down. But when we moved to free weights, how was that switch for you? How did you feel about the strength or the weight that you're moving on the machine compared to on the free weight?
Honestly, knowing the form makes you pay so much more attention to form. You don't have to worry about that with machines, right? You're the form. You're the machine when using free weights. And having coach demonstrate the form again and again over time, you know, it just ingrains in your brain how that's going to work. And then coach goes to a different gym. And so I am still at the same gym. I'm committed. And they don't let you out of contracts. So I'm training with somebody younger who didn't really know what it was like to train a crusty old dude like me. So, you know, I didn't really trust him. So I just ended up paying out the rest of my sessions and that was it. But I'd still go to the gym and still work on what I had learned from coach who was successfully running a different fitness center. And I thought after I paid that out, I was like, you know what? I'd still like a personal trainer. And I know coach was really busy. So I texted and said, hey, do you know anybody who might be available to take on another client? Because I really, really liked what you did. And do you know anybody that was like you that, you know, could take me on as a client?
I said, I'm the best trainer I know, which still stands true today. But I was so glad that you reached out, because continuing, you know, and progressively challenging yourself is really important. And I was so happy to be that person for you. We were able to figure out a schedule, and I think we ended up scheduling more days, like one more day than we had before. We were meeting 2 times a week at the other gym, and we started meeting 3 at my new one. How big of a difference was it for you going from 2 days resistance training to 3?
Night and day, my friend. The gym you were at had a lot more floor space and a lot different machinery that wasn't weight machines, but it was that big dumb sled that had different resistances on it. It was really the combination of the cardio workout, the resistance training, the ability to stretch and have that entire space to work. Was so beneficial. So where I made the big leap from just resistance training and walking to really getting a workout in. And I was exhausted after those workouts. I mean, Coach Kinsley was just running me through the ringer, and I was eating every minute of it up because I was seeing benefits that I hadn't seen. And by then we had talked nutrition for 6 months. I had taken a lot of the principles she had talked about and put them into practice, was seeing benefit. The 3 days a week from 2 days a week, it really put it on the forefront. I took it seriously because of the benefit I was seeing, thanks to the mix of routines that Coach came up with. And some of those exercises, man, bear crawls. Oh, the worst. She had me pushing a weight in a bear crawl. I'm like, I can't even go 4 feet with this. What are you, crazy? But then after a while, I was able to do it. It's consistency over time, time under tension, just timeless principles. You know, there's nothing fancy about it. There was no shake weight. There was no thigh master. You know, it wasn't a 4-week program.
Yeah, there was no machinery at all in the second gym. It was dumbbells, barbells, kettlebells, medicine balls, battle ropes, and that awesome sled. Some boxes, right? We were doing some box jumps, some incline push-ups. And it is really beneficial to have a trainer, because once you get good at an exercise, this is what people run into doing it on their own a lot, is they'll just keep doing the same thing. But once you get good at it, you need to make it harder. So yeah, once you got good at the bear crawls, I added weight to it.
Hooray!
So adding that third day made a huge difference to your energy output at the end of the week. Is that what made you start focusing on nutrition?
Yeah, and part of that was motivation from seeing body changes, not necessarily looking at the scale. I sort of stopped weighing myself because the fluctuation of weight from water and, you know, from what time it was and all of that, it didn't help me. What helped me was going to the store and buying a shirt that wasn't a 2X. It was an XL. It was a large. And that motivation, being able to go and bust just by regular size. I mean, yes. Come on. That's, to me, that was huge. And part of that I knew was nutrition. Mm-hmm.
Yes, those non-scale victories I'm always preaching. Like, the number on the scale is not super helpful. The size that you're wearing, what weights are you lifting? So keeping track of, you know, your resistance training, that's a non-scale victory, because you can see how much your strength has changed. And also your endurance. I remember going from, you know, the first 30 minutes being awesome, but the last 20 minutes really being a struggle, you know, for you, to a change where eventually we were at the end and you were like, good, you know, like, I'm glad it's over. But you had really lasted the whole entire time without having to take a significant break, you know, appropriate breaks, of course. Please drink your sip, your water.
Yeah, I had learned sort of, if I slow walked it to the water fountain and I slow walked it back, I could sneak in an extra minute of rest because I knew that the next thing coming up was battle ropes or pushing the sled. You know, I was always glad when we got to do heavy resistance training because that means I could stop moving and focus on the lift, burning calories and not feeling logy because my nutrition was good. Tired from the workout, not from lack of food. You know, I was satisfied as far as hunger goes, but I knew that I was tired because of the workout I just went through. Thanks, coach.
I got you. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the difference of how you felt when you changed your nutrition because food is fuel. I know it's so basic and everyone's heard it, but once you experience it, that's what really makes it stick. Thank you for sharing your story today. And where do you see yourself going with your newfound love of fitness and nutrition?
Honestly, you know, it's now a lifestyle for me. So I just see me keeping at it, just keeping going and feeling good and getting stronger and being able to haul stuff around the house, going up and down stairs the way I do it now versus the way I used to do it. You know, it's just all a benefit. It's just kind of lifestyle benefits. And I know since it's now built into my routine, to who I am, that I'm not going to stop it. You know what, coach? I threw away, or actually donated appropriately, all of my old winter clothes, and summer's rolling up and I've got shorts and t-shirts that are way too big now. Those are all getting donated and I'm going to go do a little shopping.
Get rid of them. You definitely don't want to be stuck holding on to sizes that you will never be again.
Never. Hashtag mind body connection.
All right, Mike, thank you so much again for sharing your story. Hit the highlights for us.
Consistency over time, doing something again and again to benefit yourself is a huge step in starting your fitness journey. Time under tension, part of that is trust over tension. I found a trainer that I trusted that guided me through with the motivation I had to get me where I wanted to go. It started with me. Because I could have had the best coach in the world, and if I didn't have the motivation, this wouldn't be happening. And thank you for bringing all you have to the table and getting me to where I want to go. And I hope by sharing these stories, coach, that other people take that same journey with us.
We're freaking killing this. This is my girl, Madison. We've been training since last year together.
I started with you last summer, so almost a year.
Happy anniversary to us.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you start pursuing personal training or group fitness?
Well, I have been through many different types of fitness. I think everyone goes through stages, but this most recent time, I knew I needed something. I needed a little push. I had my second child in November.
Congrats.
So he was about 6 months, 7 months old. I knew I was ready to really get back into it, but might need a little bit of a push, some accountability. I decided to pursue some personal training, some group classes, just to try something different.
Oh, I hear that. Accountability means everything. Without accountability, the fitness and nutrition, whatever plan you're written or have intentions of doing, doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Very helpful. Makes me show up even when I don't feel like it, because the hardest part is getting there sometimes.
Yeah. But it is good that when you have a trainer and a workout written for you, that's literally all you need to do.
Absolutely.
Just one thing.
That's what I have told a lot of people. It just takes the decision-making out of it. That's been huge for me. I have two kids at home. I feel like I'm always making decisions for myself and other people. And I don't have to decide what I'm going to do, what body part I'm going to work out. I just show up and do what I'm told, and I don't have to think about it. I can just turn my brain off and work my body, which is great for my mental health as well.
Yeah, it's a little break for your brain, not for your body at all, though.
Absolutely.
So how many times a week did you start working out?
Like when I started working out here with you?
Yeah, when you came back.
I think I started like 3 to 4 times a week, and then I quickly ramped it back up because I'm kind of a black or white person. I tend to be all in or all out, and I really enjoyed the workout. Now I'm hanging in at like 5 times a week is usually my normal.
That's great, because you're still active when you're not in the gym.
Yes, walking, and I have a physical job, and I'm chasing after my kids all the time.
Yeah. How do you rest in between? What do you do for your body?
I try to be good about my self-care. take some time to myself. Definitely not daily, but a few times a week. I love taking baths. Epsom salt baths are great. I love when I can sneak away to, I have a gym membership with a sauna included. So I love some sauna time. That hot therapy is really good, especially after a good workout. You know, I try to take a few minutes in the morning and meditate or stretch before the rest of the house has woken up, whenever I find whatever time I have and try and take a few minutes here and there. But recovery is really important, I think.
Yeah, especially when you have so many people relying on you, like you can't show up as your best self unless you're taken care of too.
Totally, totally.
So you're black and white with your fitness, with your training. How would you say that you are with nutrition?
Definitely more shades of gray. I try. You know, I love healthy food, but you know my obsession with Pop-Tarts. I'm 1 week clean as of today.
You're an addict.
That sugar, the sugar is hard to get off of for me. I have a sweet tooth for sure.
With our nutritional meetings, have you noticed any differences, or has the accountability been the biggest thing for you?
Definitely accountability. And you're always full of good information for me with figuring out like the macros and always pushing the protein and hydration and reminding me there, make sure I'm getting my protein in and all of that. It's been helpful. And I always love to bounce stuff off of you that I'm, you know, thinking of doing or that I think might help, because you have a lot of knowledge in that department.
I got you, girl. I can talk nutrition all day.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. But it's definitely, I have the workouts down. The nutrition is what I am focusing on right now.
Yeah. Didn't you say you're about to start a challenge?
Yes. I'm 7 days in. 7 days in. Hence the no Pop-Tarts for 7 days.
Right. The 7 days clean. So what was the big push for you to get back? You mentioned that you just had your child 6 months ago. What motivated you?
I work out for my mental health just as much as my physical health. I feel better. I have more energy. I feel like I can be more present for my kids, for my husband, at work when I have that time to work out. I had been working out at home before that, which is great. I have some things at home. I have a treadmill. I have some weights. Like, I can get a workout in, but it's very hard to motivate myself to just go downstairs and do it. I need to go to a gym. I mean, I just wanted to get back to doing it regularly, consistently. You know, it's self-care. It's self-care. Like, people see exercise as a punishment, and it's not a punishment. It's a reward. Like, moving your body, gaining strength, setting yourself up for success long-term. All of those things you have to look at. Like, this is my me time. I love it. It's me taking care of myself and my body, making me stronger. Hopefully, you know, we'll age better and be around for a long time and able to pick up my grandkids.
Oh, yeah, we will. That's why we're always doing those burpees. If you ever fall when you're old, you got to be able to push yourself off the ground and get back up.
I'm going to try and remember that next time I'm mad at you for making me do burpees.
I like that you said that working out is not a punishment, but a reward, because there's a lot of people who can't work out. So many times I wake up in the morning, I'm like, wow, what a blessing to be able to get up and walk around and pick things up. I've trained people who didn't even have a hand. You know, so for me to be able to pull weights with both my hands, like, that is a blessing, and it's not a punishment at all.
It is, absolutely. It's a blessing. It's a privilege. And, well, I'm a millennial. I'm kind of right in the middle there. But I grew up with a lot of that poor body image, diet culture stuff being very relevant. Everyone, you know, pushing the narrative of, like, skinny is the only way to be, and all of the, like, Victoria's Secret models being, you know, as a young teen, an older teen. And so I'm really trying to reverse all of that in my brain, and not, if I eat a cookie, I'm not going to go punish myself with a workout. Like, it's all finding that balance and working out. And like you said, it's a blessing being able to move my body and do that because it feels good, because it makes me feel good. And then it's important to eat healthy, keep your body working and how it should be. But I never want to raise my daughter to think that because she eats a cookie, she's got to go run a mile to punish. And that was kind of the narrative around a lot of young girls I know when we were in our formative years, teenage and early 20s. So I'm trying to model better for my kids.
That's really inspiring. And I know that she's watching you. There have been studies about how a child's health turns out is 70 to 80% reliant on the mother's health. So, like, dad, please go work out. Yes, good for you. But your health and your perspective is even more impressing on them.
That's good. Good. I try to be a good example. She has her own yoga mat. We do yoga and stretch together.
That's so cute.
And she shows me new yoga moves that she comes up with. So we have fun with it. It's a lot of fun. It's a good way to bond.
So I think that the first time we worked out together, it was dark morning, 6 a.m. You walked in a little late.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, you had your slides on and you're putting your sneakers on. And we got to work. I noticed that you were very intentional about your form from the get-go. You were super receptive to any corrections that I had. And then after working out for, you know, long enough to kind of see what you're capable of, I was able to really start pushing you on heavier weights. You were definitely lifting too light for yourself in the beginning.
Yes, I think that it's hard to find that confidence in the gym, maybe especially as a woman or being, I've done strength training throughout the years off and on, but I have 2 babies in 2.5 years and, you know, would get out of it and then trying to regain that strength. It's not that, like, the strength comes back quicker than you think, but it's the confidence to pick up the heavier weights, to push yourself that little extra, you know, for an extra set or an extra 5 pounds, whatever it is. But that has been the biggest difference for me working out with you. It's so nice to have somebody that will correct the form or will give me the push even at 6 a.m. when I don't feel like going up on the squat or the bench press or whatever it is. But every time you suggest I go heavier, let's just say I haven't failed. You're usually right. And I always feel much better at the end and a sense of accomplishment.
Yes. Lifting is so mental.
Mm-hmm.
And almost always, you've heard me say it before, your mind's going to give up before your body does.
Oh, absolutely.
I would go as far as saying 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen the opposite here yet.
No, I agree for sure. And it's definitely, I think I got comfortable with you really fast because you will, you know, watch the critique, the forum or whatever. But I could tell you're really knowledgeable too. And something about being a woman working out with another woman, a lot more comfortable for me. I've had male personal trainers in the past and like they were great. They were nice. But the female and the male body are different. And I think that you understood, you know, I was rehabbing, having, like I said, 2 babies and like my core strength was really, really not where it should have been when I came back. And so having to kind of, you were always great about giving modifications when I needed them in that area. And that was extremely helpful as well. So.
Yeah, almost every movement starts in the trunk, in your core, especially when we're lifting things like dumbbells, kettlebells, and barbells. That strength is really important. And I'm also a trained doula. So yes. I have a lot yes. of insight into like women's bodies specifically from pregnancy to birth, postpartum, and on. So I'm really glad that you felt the comfort. And the same way that I would push you to weight up, I'm checking out your form, you know. I've told people to drop weights before too. So you're definitely safe when you're working out with me. I'm glad that you feel that. And trust me, because like you said, I don't think you've ever told me no. You've rolled your eyes at me. But
oh no, you sound like my mom.
But you always have stepped up to the challenge, at least for one set.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, this is my longest trainer relationship I've ever had, so hopefully we can keep it going.
That is so awesome, for sure. Yeah, recently, so we've changed from more HIIT style training to like strength and conditioning as well as volume training, and that's what's really given us space to start lifting heavier. How have you liked that switch?
You know that I prefer the strength training. That is kind of my favorite type of workout. But they say whatever you dislike doing the most is maybe what your weakness is or what you need to focus on. I show up for the cardio. It's not my favorite, but I know it's necessary. Same with the core stuff. It's not my favorite, but I know it's a necessary evil. I enjoy the straight, heavier lifting days more, but I find space in my routine for all of it because it's all important. Heart health, the cardio, keeping your heart healthy, and all of that is a very important part of it. I'm just slow.
When you say that, do you mean slow compared to how you were before or compared to an imaginary picture you've made up? Or
I would say I've never been like fast, but yeah, I definitely, the cardio is running and burpees and all that is definitely harder for me.
It's just harder than lifting.
It's harder than lifting. Or I enjoy it less, so maybe that's why it's harder. Yeah.
I feel you. I have tried when I run to smile at the same time, and that really helps me.
Okay, I'm sure you look like a psycho running. Nobody's that happy about running.
So that mind over matter.
Yeah, no, that's
And then
really
I think
true.
To myself, the faster I go, the sooner I'll be done. And that's not the case with weightlifting. You know, to build muscle, you need to spend time under tension. So to get better results, you need to go slower.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, not all of us can get a third place in a race they run after rehabbing a knee for months. So
I'm very surprised.
Well, I'll try and follow in your footsteps and start training for that 5K I keep talking about since last fall.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's yeah. do it. Yeah. So you have a trainer that doesn't just walk it like she talks it. She runs it.
Yeah.
Like
there we it. Go. You're inspiring.
You're inspiring.
Oh.
Thank you so much for coming here, sharing your story, and telling us a little bit about your challenges and perspective. Hit the highlights for us.
Show up for yourself. Like I said earlier, getting there's the hardest part. Sometimes getting past that mental block. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future, for future you when you're 80. It's definitely easier to build a foundation starting out earlier, but also you can start at any time. And if you're like me, who especially struggles with some seasonal depression type stuff when the sun is not around, I know exercise is absolutely hands down the best thing I can do for myself. So, and get yourself a trainer that's as good as Kinsley.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com. And also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.